92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I have learned so much with this segment with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness and Dr. Tasha. She's in the studio for another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha. So good to see you.
We've got to be here.
Thanksgiving coming up and all this stuff. And what you put in your body matters. The body keeps score.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
I'm telling you.
Yes, it does. So I'm going to encourage everybody, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy mm-hmm. whatever it is you do. Mm-hmm. Be mindful of what you're eating.
That's not always easy.
Moderation.
Well, that's just it, right? I know. And I don't want to say that I have an eating disorder. I'm not going to diagnose myself. But I remember a couple weeks ago, my boyfriend, James, he said, do you want a cookie? You want to have a treat? There's one cookie left. And I'm like, what am I going to do with one cookie?
Oh, yes.
And he goes, eat it. I go, no, it's not enough.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, that's weird. I'm like, well, that's just the way it is when it comes to sweets. Either I have a ton of them or I don't have any at all. But anyway, it's moderation.
It's moderation. And I see this with a lot of my patients. I treat a lot of neuropathy. Mm-hmm. I treat a lot of nerve issues. Mm-hmm. And we often see diabetes going hand in hand with that.
You're kidding.
No, it's a one of the reasons why people have neuropathy, not the only, is diabetic driven.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I always strongly encourage my patients who have neuropathy mm-hmm. or pain mm-hmm. or inflammation, keep it under control with the sugar, mm-hmm. with the inflammatory foods. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to make everything worse.
Well, right. And when you say sugar, carbohydrates turn into sugar.
Yes.
I had gestational diabetes and I was also hospitalized on bed rest, and I would call down every day and order chocolate cake. And they go, Mary Ellen, you know you can't have that. And so I thought it was just sweets. No, it was carbohydrates, yeah. pasta, yeah. bread. That yeah. turns into sugar. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And even with your breakfast. Mm-hmm. Don't start your. My 14-year-old wants to start his morning with a piece of toast, and it makes my brain want to just.
What
collapse.
Should he start it with? A piece of bacon?
Bacon would be better.
There you go.
We have our own chickens. I'm like, scramble an egg. I don't want those. We have them too much.
I love
like,
eggs.
I want you to live a long, healthy life,
exactly.
buddy.
Exactly.
I'm not against bread. I'm mm-hmm. not against toast. Mm-hmm. I am all for let's have a healthy, rounded diet. Not soup. If we could get away from the super processed breads, mm-hmm. I would be much happier. Mm-hmm. My sister owns the Cultured Bake in Allendale. She makes the most phenomenal sourdough.
Oh, awesome.
On the face of the planet. So I'm a bigger fan of that.
Yeah, I know.
There's not as much junk in it. There's Mm-mm. not as much preservatives. Mm-mm. She fresh milks her own wheat. I mean, I can't eat gluten, but it's insane. Mm-hmm. But anyways, keep it in moderation because... I often see in the holidays people get a little bit worse and then they get freaked out and they say, Doc, I'm getting worse. And I say,
with the neuropathy and
yeah,
the diabetes.
With neuropathy, diabetes, uh-huh. you know, and the side effects of diabetes
oh,
can
yeah,
flare.
For sure.
And I tell them, what have you been eating?
Mm-hmm.
Are you drinking enough water? Are you just drinking junk like soda? Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy the holidays, but please be careful how you're treating your body because. You have to live in that body.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want your issues to get worse. Mm-hmm. So for all of my patients, I say be careful going into Thanksgiving. Really enjoy it. Create a very good mental place for yourself where you're not just grabbing whatever. And you're not, you know, everybody wants to make treats. It's my mm-hmm. office gets flooded with treats.
Oh, yeah. You know it. With Christmas yeah. right around the corner. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And cookies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So just be mindful of that because if you are suffering with a chronic issue mm-hmm. or an inflammatory disease or an autoimmune disease mm-hmm. or neuropathy or pain, going into the holiday seasons, we're colder. Our stress is higher. Our eating isn't as good. All of those things are going to compound and you're going to feel a lot worse.
Mm.
The other thing that I want to tell my listeners is if you are facing the holidays not feeling good, mm-hmm. feeling hopeless that you can't enjoy it anymore, low quality of life because of neuropathy, because of back pain, because of migraines, because of stress,
mm-hmm.
because of infertility, for whatever reason, anything that feels chronic and hopeless is what I tell people to come see us for.
Okay.
Come and see us. Let's get you feeling better so that you can enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy next spring. You can enjoy next summer. let's get you out of this hopeless place.
I like this proactive attitude.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Because before you know it, Christmas will be gone, and then we get into January, it's cold, it's blah, and then before you know it, it's April.
Right.
Boom, boom, boom. This right. time is moving so fast.
It's moving fast.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird, yeah.
But you will take the time with someone, with a consultation.
Absolutely. So I'm offering complimentary consultations. I really want people to come in and have that conversation mm-hmm. so I can understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people get frustrated because they can't get all of their questions answered on
yeah,
the
phone. Yeah, I've had that where, you know, the doc only has 15 minutes for you and you've got this long list and it's hard.
Yeah, and they want my receptionist to answer questions.
I know,
and I'm
I
like,
know.
They can't.
I know, I
they,
know.
They just can't. We, mm-hmm. we don't know what's going on with you. I haven't put my eyes on you. I haven't talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
Come in for that consultation. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go over what's going on with you. I will listen to what you have to say. We'll come up with a game plan together and we'll go from there.
Wonderful.
It's always complimentary. I feel like you should be able to have that conversation.
Yeah, I agree. That'd be great. Yeah. Yeah. What's your phone number?
616-604-0219.
Wonderful. And then people come in, they fill out forms and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you like ask to get any records from other doctors or anything like that? Or is that like the second, third step?
You know, if whatever you have, bring it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're coming into me with a back issue, and you have imaging, bring it with you. That's oh, great
okay.
for me to see.
Okay.
That type of thing.
All right,
I
wonderful.
Don't need your medical record packet from your primary care.
Okay.
You know, we can go through that when people come in.
Awesome. All right. So people can make an appointment for a free consultation with Dr. Tasha. This has been another episode of Ask Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness.